Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Renee. How may I help you?
Oh, yeah, my name is Angie, and I'm confused and I have a question. I got this particular thing. It say that I got the KitchenAid Professional Mixer, and I filled out the survey, and I paid the shipping 2 times already. Nothing shipped back to me, and today I got this one again. And this time the shipping is $9.95. I'm afraid to do that because the other two never get to me, and I have no way to call to request or to complain. But today it just happened. This one popped up again, and it's the same thing, so I'd be able to call.
Oh, ma'am, what it is, if you read the terms and condition, it lets you know that it is a sweepstakes, ma'am.
Oh, it's a sweepstakes. It's not. So why did I have to pay? Oh, so the shipping.
If you read the terms and conditions, it lets you know that the $5.95 is at the bottom of the webpage.
Oh.
And if you click on
no.
terms and conditions.
It just asks for it doesn't have it. It just asks for address and thing. I don't see where it say term and condition.
You say it's just what?
It just asks for the shipping address and the payment. It's not.
And at the
just,
bottom, it doesn't say the terms and conditions.
Okay, the term and condition. Okay. Where does it say it's a sweepstakes?
If you read the terms and conditions, it lets you know that it's a sweepstakes. I think it would say auto ship policy.
So if I don't get picked, then I lost my shipment. And
no, it's a entry to the sweepstakes. And if you don't win, then you'll be put into the main sweepstakes. And when you're in that main sweepstakes, you do get a $125 voucher every month that you're into it. And every month that you're into it as well, you do your chances of winning would be increased by 50%.
But so the last two that I paid, nothing happened.
Okay.
So how would I know where I'm at?
Okay, what is your zip code, ma'am?
92844.
92844?
Uh-huh.
And what's your first and last name?
First name is Angie, last name is Nguyen. Nguyen.
And when was this charge, ma'am?
A couple months ago. It's been a long time.
A couple of months
so
ago?
I understand because I don't get anything back. And I lost my money. And then it just happened today. This thing popped up again. Then I have opportunity and lucky to have a number so I can call.
Yeah, this is sweepstakes, ma'am.
Yeah.
With the one that you put in, I'm not so. It sounded like a sweepstakes that we ran, but I'm not so sure. I don't see with it being months ago. I can't go that far back.
More than that, a couple months.
Yeah, I can't go that far back. I might be able to still find you. What is your email address?
angien40@hotmail.com. That's why I'm afraid to do it one more time.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
8732 Pizarro.
Give me 1 second. It's loading, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. I see here it was a couple of months ago. It was back in June. I see that it wasn't charged back by your bank.
Yeah, two times. I paid two times.
Yes, I do see that. What I would
say.
See, what happened was when you got into that sweepstakes and you didn't win, I think you must have went to your bank, and when your bank investigated, they saw that it was a sweepstakes and you did do business with us, that they most likely you had to take the loss on that. But it is canceled and everything, so it's not taken out your account anymore. So my suggestion is, with that sweepstakes, I would say go ahead and read the terms and conditions, and read if it's a sweepstakes or not.
I know it's a sweepstakes, and I have no chance or no way to find. I think that what it is, it's like every month.
Yeah,
because
it's a sweepstakes, and every month, like I said, it lets you know in the terms and conditions, every month you would be charged with $68.32, and every month
right.
that you're into it, you get a $125 voucher, and you also, your chances of winning increases by 50% every month that you're into that sweepstakes.
Yeah, see, I don't want to do it. That's why I want to call this time. Lucky this time I have a number, because I don't get any of what you're saying. But I just noticed that every month I get charged that much, and I got nothing back.
Well,
so
you do get something back, but it all depends on if you want to do that or not.
No, every month I got charged back. Like, they charged me 2 or 3 months. And then it ding on me, how come I get this charge every month and I don't get nothing from your guys, not either any gifts or anything. And I don't want it every month I spend that much money for nothing. So I asked them to investigate. They say, that's what you've been charged for every month. What do you buy? Some kind of subscription. I said,
mm-hmm.
No, I didn't subscribe to anything. So I cancel that. That's what it is. So, no, I don't want to do this again. It's going to be the same thing that I get charged every month, and I didn't get nothing. I'd rather just go to the store and get it. It's cheaper. Okay. Got it.
Right.
Thank you very much.
No
you
problem, ma'am.
To me. I got to let all my friends and people know, because the way you got doing it, you cheat. Because you take the people money without giving them anything. That's not right.
Like I said, you get a $125 voucher in your email every month. Now with that, it would possibly be in your spam mail. And if you do not open or even open your emails or certain emails, it goes to your spam every month. And after a while, it just deletes.
But see, how would I know that you guys send me that?
Because they let you know that you will be receiving an email with that in the terms and conditions.
Nope.
Now,
like
if
I
you...
Said. No, like I said, I have nothing. I have nowhere to call, and I have nothing come up. But people get scam mail a lot. You get this from you know, like you get win this, you get this, you get that. Enter your address, your Visa cards and information. No, people don't want to do that. If you win a voucher, you already have the email. And you send it to them, or you some kind of indicator, this is what's yours. You just cannot send it like that. No, this is scam. Is your guy Walmart?
Say that one more time.
No. you guys Walmart or?
No, ma'am. It's a third-party company, ma'am. It's an online. It's an online vendor that we handle.
Oh, okay. This is not wrong. What is the name of the company that you got? What is
Factory Direct, ma'am. But Factory Direct, ma'am. But it comes up different under your card because that is the merchant and not the product.
Okay, I don't know, but the way that I do it, it's just, you know, hard for people to say that. I mean, you get a lot of people, you get a lot of money doing it. But people don't know, or don't know this. Yeah, this is not why, but anyway, it's not my problem. I just know my problem, I stopped. Well, thank you for letting me know, and thank you for explaining it to me.
All right, ma'am. Thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too, bye-bye.
All right.